Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor Teaching. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be with you once again this morning. And today I want us to look at some few things in the Bible, which I believe really bless you greatly. You know, most of the time, most Christians challenges on different sides. Sometimes different things come as a challenge, and you wonder whether anything is going to happen for you, whether things are going to change. Well, God sent me today to come and tell you that things are going to get better. Things are going to change. Things are going to improve. Where you are is not where you'll be forever. There's a way for you. There's a path for you. There's a path that God has chosen for you. You see, when you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6, he says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom." This is Paul talking. He says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught." He says, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, among them that are mature, yet it is not the wisdom of this world. There's a wisdom of this world, okay? He says, nor the princes of the world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. There's a certain hidden wisdom which God has ordained before the world unto our glory. You see, the wisdom of God says that even though things are not working physically for you, all you need to do is to grow in the Lord and to show up in the Spirit. You see, that the real prosperity is actually spiritual. If you've ever read 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, it says that, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So the prosperity of the soul is actually directly proportional to the prosperity of the body. It says, "I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health." You see, your physical prosperity and your physical health is dependent on your soulical prosperity or your spiritual prosperity. As you increase in God, all these things actually work as it's supposed to. This is the wisdom of God. It doesn't make sense. You see, it doesn't make sense. The natural man will say, "Why don't you do A, B, and C to get money? Why don't you do this to get this thing happening to you?" But God uses another way. God's mode of doing things is different. It's not like the ordinary man. It's not like the wisdom of man. It's beyond the wisdom of man, you see. So if you look at verse 8, let me read from verse 7. It says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew." It says, "None of the princes of this world knew the wisdom of God. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Now, this is so remarkable. If the devil knew that crucifying Jesus or making sure Jesus was crucified would bring you and I into being and cause our salvation and cause us to have the life of God in us and cause us to live the life that God has called us to live and that Christ will continue living through us in this world, he would not have crucified him. If he knew that by crucifying him he's going to resurrect and make his life available for everybody, he would not have crucified him. You see, the wisdom of men said that they had to crucify Jesus because they didn't like what he was doing. They didn't like who he was. They said that he made himself equal with God. So they wanted to kill him. They thought killing him would bring everything to an end, because that is what the wisdom of men say. The wisdom of men say that if you kill a man, it's finished, he's gone. But when they killed Jesus, they didn't know. If they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So look at this. "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." They would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, what is destroyed is what God uses to do his best work. So you may be in a corner right now, you may be in a very difficult place, but know that God is actually working on things. All you need to do is to focus on God and look unto God and look unto his word. Don't let your focus shift away from, don't let anything shift your eyes away from him. Okay, that thing you're praying about is going to be answered, it's going to show forth. That thing that you've been crying about is going to happen. You see, it says, "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Then he says in verse 9, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him." You see, no eye has seen. Human beings have not seen what God has prepared for you. No ear has heard. Brothers and sisters, God has something special in store for you. There's great glory ahead. Don't give up. There's great glory ahead. You see, he says, "But God has revealed them." He's revealed all these glorious things unto us by his Spirit. He's revealed them unto us by his Spirit. "For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. He's revealed them unto us by his Spirit." So you see, the more you focus on God and the more you focus on his word, the more the Spirit of God shows you the glory that is ahead. There's a glory ahead for you. The future can only be bright. The future can only be glorious in the name of the Lord Jesus. That sickness is gone. That disease that wanted to prevent you from going on is gone. That poverty is gone. All your limitations are gone. Look at the realm of the Spirit. Look at the Spirit. Look at things from God's perspective. And as you do, you see things changing for you. Because eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has he entered into any heart, the heart of man, what God has in store for you who love him. You love him, and he has great things in store for you. Don't give up. there's hope at the end of the tunnel for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.